Romance scams are on the rise. There is even a new term called pig butchering. Have you ever felt that you were in love online and somebody cared about you? They text you every morning, hey, beautiful, or how's your day going? Or tell me more about your problems. Let's see if I can help you through it. And you think that you met the love of your life, the Romeo to your Juliet, or your Juliet to your Romeo. All this happens so quickly that some people don't even see the red flags. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today we are talking about a romance scam victim who's going to speak out on the psychological manipulation. We used to wonder, like, how are these people falling victim to these scams? What are they saying? What are they doing? Well, we talked about Bitcoin scams. We talked about Social Security scams. And we talked about pig butchering, which is a scam where they fatten you up with compliments and how wonderful you are right before they slaughter you and take all of your money. But today we are going to see some of the tactics, or at least hear some of the tactics that are going on, so you can protect yourself. Let's take a listen.
My goals were to retire and see the world, and I couldn't wait to get retired. I had met my financial objectives. I was looking so forward.
The voice you hear right now is quote unquote Sue. She's a retired healthcare executive. She was scammed back in 2019. Sue has asked us not to use her real name, obviously for privacy, but she was scammed out of $2.5 million. Million, $2.5 million. And the million, sorry, I'm a Rock fan. I love The Rock. But anyway, she was scammed out of $2.5 million. And once again, she's a very intelligent woman. You could hear the way that she speaks. Obviously, she was an executive, so she's not easily fooled. So that just tells you it's not about intellect. It's not just dumb people getting scammed. Anybody can fall victim to this stuff. That's why we do these type of shows, because what's the point of financial planning for 10, 15, 20 years? And then at the drop of a hat, you give it away to a scammer. It doesn't help. So let's listen here.
I've never married, and I thought, you know what? If I want to get married, now's the time to do it. So I thought, I'll try a dating site. I did Match.com.
It reads that she met a guy named quote unquote Santos, who said he was an international businessman from the UK. Ladies and gentlemen, there's an underlining theme here for these romance scams: loneliness. She says she never married, so she put her career first. She gathered all this money, $2.5 million. Now, in her older age, she wants to find love. She wants to get married, as if it's something just to check a box off of. Like, you know what? Never been married. Let me just try this thing. But, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to our roots. You know, let's put family first. You know, the unity between man and woman, being able to pursue our dreams together, even if we don't make it to $2.5 million. Don't you think being married for 10, 20, 30 years and having maybe only $1.5 million better than 2.5, looking on a dating site, trying to find love this late in life?
And 2 weeks passed, and that's when we started talking together. We were going to see each other, meet each other in person within the week. Then he traveled with his business, and so he had to leave and go to California and do business meetings. And I was very flexible with that because I'd worked all my life. I know what it's like of putting work first.
She says Sue and Santos conducted the entire relationship over the phone and by email. That's interesting. I wonder if it was voice or it was text. We don't know, but I guess it was all done over the phone. And once again, reason lies work is because there is a truth inside there. Lies are not convincing unless there's some type of truth. So if I say, hey, the sky is green outside, you'd be like, no, the sky is blue. But if you said, hey, the sky is blue, but it looks like there's a little green cloud out there, now you're hooked. Now you're like, well maybe that might be true, right? Those are the type of things that we talk about. So be very careful about things that sound believable, but then it's wrapped up to something that sounds very unbelievable.
Every morning, I would get an email of a poem that he wrote for me. Every morning, I would also get just, hi, honey, how are you doing? How was your night? When I get to the States, I can't wait to be with you. Within a month, he was just very, very heavy in terms of the dating relationship. And this is a mistake. If I made a mistake, it was that I didn't cut it off then.
He told her there were business expenses and he would pay her back. Once again, the I loves you, the strong emotions, the extremes. Be very cautious.
$250,000, $75,000, make a check for $250,000 and then make another $50,000 check. I sent money to China and Hong Kong at the end. And people say, how can you give money to a stranger? He wasn't a stranger at that point. Mm. I mean, the way they know how to hook you and psychological manipulation. You know, they know how to do what they do. They have a script. They have a book that tells them everything of what to do.
It reads, over the course of 18 months, Sue sent Santos more than $2 million, her entire life savings. A year and a half, that's a long play. That's a long scam play. To never meet over a year and a half, to text every morning, to call, and she just sends money after money. And she said it right. They don't feel like strangers. They feel like somebody that you know. And the reason they feel like somebody that you know is because you're sharing your personal information. They're using it to leverage more information out of you. And you feel very comfortable because you're exposing things that you don't expose to normal people. So you think it's an intimate relationship. And it really is not.
I knew in August 2019 that I would probably end up being poor with him. And I just thought, okay, I can live with him and be poor.
Wow.
That's okay, as long as we're together. I sold my home in May. The reason being is that I had no more money.
It says in August 2020, Sue received a call from the Secret Service informing her she was a victim of a romance scam. Wow. It got to the Secret Service. I mean, when you're wiring or you're spending $2.5 million, yes, you're going to be on the IRS radar. They're going to be like, man, what is this? And why are you sending so much money out? They told her Santos did not exist.
And he said, you know, you have been a victim of a romance scam. And when he said there wasn't even a Santos around, that was hard to get my brain wrapped around. I've never been around people of that character. Living with it now is the hardest of hard. I can't go to the future.
Wow.
What do you worry about the future?
Me not being out on the streets because I don't have any money. And at the very beginning, I mean, I had no money. My house was sold. I had no place to stay except for my car. And I had some very good, solid girlfriends. And they took me in for the first 8 months, which was really good because I think I would have probably committed suicide.
Wow.
You don't know how they mess with your brain. They manipulate, they punish you. Oh, it's dramatically changed me. Yes.
Of course, yeah.
You know, it's not the material items that make a difference for me. It's the fact that I don't have any freedom. Mm. I don't have freedom anymore to go out with my girlfriends, have dinner. I don't have freedom to go do this or this experience. It's not that I don't have, you know, money or drive a new car or blah, blah, blah. It's the fact that I have no freedom. I'm very limited.
Wow.
Because of this scam.
Freedom was more important than money. Coming from a woman who had $2.5 million, that freedom was more important than money. Brothers and sisters, it's the same story out of a different book. These scammers manipulate you. They make you feel really good. They don't care that you may want to unalive yourself. They don't care that you lose everything. They don't care that you lose your freedom. So when people in your lives are really talking to you saying, listen, I think it's better that you stick this out. Or I think it's good that you get around a group of friends or maybe have some advisors in your life from people that you can actually trust, that you can see and that you know. As we progress technologically, we're going to run into more and more of this as people distance themselves from real individuals and focus more on, you know, what's on your computer screen. That's not love. That's not true love. That's not reality. You know, it's a whole different world here. So we have to really understand what we're getting into and protect ourselves. We need our financial file. We need our financial advisor. We need our accountant. We need our lawyer. We need our power of attorney. We need our executor, people that can come into our lives. Now, a lot of people may not want to share their intimate lover life, but when someone starts asking you for money, you need to start talking to other people. You need to say, like, listen, this is a little uncomfortable for me. What do you think? And let some people who are not emotionally involved, because you are emotionally hooked. This is your reality. Like she says, she wakes up to a poem every day. She goes to sleep. They've been doing this for 18 months. Some relationships don't last 6 months or 3 months. So let alone a year and a half of this person who you feel loves and cares about you, gone. Takes all your money, has you wire things out that you're not supposed to. So brothers and sisters, I don't want this to happen to you. We actually have a playlist that goes over the different types of scams, because as a financial advisor, I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience. My job is to help you grow your wealth, but it's like pouring water in a cup with a hole in it. If the scammers are taking money at the bottom, what's the point of making 20, 25% in the market? These are hypothetical numbers, or even 5 or 10% in the market, if they're just going to bleed out 50, 60% of your income year over year as you keep giving them more money. Once again, it's not about the money. You can have all the money in the world. People work and they tire themselves out. They beat up their body. They're mentally and emotionally fatigued, sometimes even spiritually fatigued for money. And then when they get all the money, they're still lonely. They're depressed. And they try to spend their money to fill themselves back up. And that's not what we want. She says she lacked freedom. She misses freedom. Freedom is free. That was something that doesn't cost any money. But guess what? Now that her money's gone, she doesn't have that freedom anymore. She doesn't have freedom of discretion. And that's what financial freedom really is. It's discretion about where you're going to go, what you're going to do. Now she doesn't have any because she replaced that with this false sense of love. And I don't want this to happen to you, brothers and sisters. So take heed to these signs. If you like videos like this, make sure you check out this whole playlist. I probably have like 10, 12 videos on scams alone. Especially romance scam, because if you do a financial scam like a mail wire fraud or something like that, it's not emotionally hooked unless there's like a temptation, like a lottery or something like that, or like a large amount of money that you're striving to. And then it's your greed that takes over. But in these situations, it's love that takes over. We've done a social security scam. We've done a couple of like criminal scams that says, hey, you're under arrest and you have these bills and you need to pay them, or we're going to come. There's a warrant for your arrest. That's fear. So, you know, they're playing on your emotions, greed, you know, wanting a lot of money, fear, of going to jail and losing everything. And here, love, the feeling of love. These are strong emotions that we have inside ourselves, and we have to learn to control them and not go over the edge with them, or we're going to end up in these same type of situations. So if you like videos like this, make sure you subscribe. The best thing you can actually do for me, for all my hard work that I do here, you can actually just watch another video. If you liked it, great, watch another video. If you hated it, you're just like, nah, I don't really like this video, give me one more chance. Go watch one more video of mine and give me one more chance. If you don't like it, you can put me to the curb, you can block me, whatever you want to do. But I want you to listen to this, because when we break this down, we're not just protecting you for today, we're protecting you for the future. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So it may not hit your heart right now, but when you hear that first story from somebody that you love and who you adore, you see them get ripped off, you may be back. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.